Mankind's longest journey is without doubt the journey into space. And if every journey starts with just one step, then the launch of Sputnik 1, 50 years ago today, was that step. It's one of those defining moments in life for those old enough to remember it. It's not like knowing where you were when President Kennedy was killed, or John Lennon, because Sputnik was around for months. But everybody who's old enough can remember looking up in awe at the first man-made object in orbit of the Earth. My father took me into the backyard, away from the street lights, which were turned off at 10 o'clock in those days, in the 50s, but I wasn't allowed to stay up that late. And I didn't really understand quite what it was all about, but I knew it was important, and I do remember it. The successful launch of Sputnik sent technological shudder through the West when they realised how advanced the rocket technology was in the USSR. Sputnik 1's three-month journey ended on the 4th of January 1958, when it burned up on entering the Earth's atmosphere. In April of that year, US President Dwight D. Eisenhower, in response to the Sputnik success, asked Congress to set up the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, and the space race was on. And the rest is history. It's the 50 years of history that our blast-off exhibition celebrates. And if you don't know about that history and the major space exploration achievements and stories, then this exhibition could be your first step. On last Tuesday, Australia Post issued 6 new stamps and associated products to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sputnik. They're stunning stamps designed by Sydney designer Jamie Tuffrey, and I know you'll agree with me when you see them. And you may have heard of or even seen the meteorite shower over northern Victoria, which Australia Post arranged for publicity purposes. The series of stamps is also called Blast Off 50 Years in Space, and the issue is the centrepiece of Australia Post's Stamp Collecting Month. We run Stamp Collecting Month annually for young collectors.